Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 FY23 earnings conference call of Menon Bearings Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Arun Aradhya, Whole-time Director and CFO. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Okay. Good afternoon and warm welcome to everyone on the first earnings call of Menon Bearings Limited. Along with me, our investor relations advisors, SGA, are also present on the call. To begin with, I will explain the background and business of the company, its journey so far, broad industry updates, and strategies going forward. This will be followed by operational and financial highlights for the quarter and year ending FY23. After the said details, we can open the floor for question and answer. We have also uploaded our latest investor presentation on exchange websites, and I hope everybody had a chance to go through the same. We are the manufacturers and exporters of bimetal components, aluminum casted products, and have recently ventured into a new segment of brakes. Our company was started in 1994 and is based out of Kolhapur, Maharashtra. We have three manufacturing plants, all located at Kolhapur, and one warehouse in USA. In the bimetals category, we make bearings, bushings, and thrust washers. These are highly critical moving engine components that operate in high temperature and pressure inside engines with high payloads. In the aluminum casting segment, which we refer to as ALCOB, we manufacture critical aluminum alloy parts for both auto and non-auto usage. In the brake segment, we have set up plant and machinery to manufacture brake lining and brake shoes, which are made from eco anti-friction asbestos-free materials. Our products are used in light and heavy commercial vehicle engines, industrial and tractor engines in the auto sector. In the non-auto sectors, we supply to compressors for refrigerators, pumps, oil and gas pipeline, and other customized products to companies like Cummins, Honeywell, John Deere, Concentric Pumps, etc. We export to over 24+ countries and have a robust network of 1,000 dealers and distributors across the country, with products present 10,000+ retail outlets across the nation. We have a resilient customer base as the company enjoys long-standing relationship with some of the biggest OEMs, and no single customer contributes more than 10% of the revenue. Not only we have rigorous quality check procedures implemented, but we also have an in-house machine building capacity, which results in significant savings in cost. This tooling capability gives us an edge over our peers and helps to provide complete engineering solutions at competitive prices. We are also among the few companies having facilities to produce next generation BMP material, so as to produce parts which can cater to future emission norms. Our products have long and highly collaborative development cycles, and hence require rigorous testing and validation before they can be assembled in the part. As the products are critical in nature and there is a high gestation period for supply approvals, there is a high entry barrier in the industry with a limited number of players. The domestic market size for bearings is around 1,000 crores. Aluminum casting products market size is 6,000 crores, and brake segment is 2,000 crores. We have a healthy market share of 20% 25% for the bimetal segment, and in the brake wheel track OEMs aftermarket, STU is having an existing supply network and strong relationship with the OEMs. We aim to be one of the leading suppliers and exporters in this segment. The commercial production for brakes has started in Q1 FY24, and we will update you on developments in this segment in the coming quarters. For FY23, our capacity is 486 lakh units for bimetal products and 1,440 metric ton per annum for Alcop at utilization levels of around 70%. We have put up new lines for bimetal products this year, and hence our capacity has increased by 30 lakh units per annum in FY23. The total installed capacity for brakes, 15 lakh units per annum for brake lines or brake liners, and 2.4 lakh units per annum for brake shoes. We have done a CapEx of rupees 8 crores for the brakes unit and brake segment, and the total CapEx of around 30 crores is planned for two existing segments, which will be done in a staggered manner by FY25 and mainly being funded through internal accruals. The Indian tractor industry has achieved a couple of records in FY23, producing over 1 million units for the first time ever and also achieving their highest ever domestic sales. Tractor sales in India were up 12% year-on-year, which can be attributed to an increase in the minimum support prices, thus boosting farm income, coupled with another year of above normal monsoon. PLI schemes in auto and auto component industry will drive manufacturing. In addition to this, the policy initiatives in infrastructure and scrapping policy of vehicles above 15 years will boost the demand for CV and construction equipment. These synergies will play to push growth for our supply sectors and hence will open more opportunities for us. Our strategy is to do additional capex in bimetal and Alcop segments within the next 2 years, so that we cannot only cater to the surge demand from auto sector, but will also add to more share of our revenue from the non-auto sector as well. We have capabilities of manufacturing wide range of products which are supplementary to our current product segments, and the company will always be open to new margin accretive opportunities to fuel future growth. Now, we will take you through the operational and financial highlights for Q4 and FY23. To revenue from operations for Q4 FY23 stood at rupees 53.8 crore as compared to rupees 51.6 crores in Q4 FY22, a growth of 4.4% on year-on-year basis. For FY23, revenue jumped by 11% year-on-year and stood at rupees 216.9 crore. Revenue bifurcation for the quarter was 159.5 crores for bimetal and rupees 57.3 crores from Alcop. Both product segments grew domestically, with exports showing slight slowdown as it reduced by 2.6% from FY22 to FY23. Total capacity for bimetal segment stands at 485 lakh units per annum as on FY23, with utilization levels of around 68%. For Alcop, the capacity is 1,414 metric tons per annum, with utilization levels of 70%. Gross profit. Our gross profit was at rupees 25 crore in Q4 FY23 and rupees 94 crore for the entire year. Gross profit margin for the quarter at 46.6% as compared to 41.3% last quarter, a jump of 627 bps on quarterly basis. For the full year, margin was 43.4% in FY23 as compared to 40.5% in FY22. Gross profit was increased on the back of better product mix and efficiencies in manufacturing capabilities. EBITDA stood at 13.7 crore in Q4 FY23 as compared to 10.9 crore in Q4 FY22, a growth of 25.1%. EBITDA for the year ending FY23 stood at rupees 50.4 crore with margins of 23.2%. The same for FY22 was 40 crore with margin of 20.5%. With cost rationalization measures and operating leverage, we were able to expand our margins. PAT came at rupees 9.1 crore in Q4 FY23, up by 35.4% from 6.7 crore in Q4 FY22. PAT for the year ending FY23 is at rupees 32.6 crore with margins of 15%. The same for FY22 was 24.5 crore with margins of 12.6%. Even though volumes for exports are slightly down, we expect bearing sales to Japan to recover in the coming quarters. As the international inflationary environment is fading away, our demand will bounce back. Growth in coming quarters will be fueled not just by brake segment, but also by Alcob growth as it is premium margin segment and has more scope due to customization needs. With strong OEM sales in FY23 and secure customer relationship, we have the confidence to continuously deliver better results. Thank you very much. With this, I would like to open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay from O3 PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations on good set of numbers.
Yeah, thank you.
On the margins front, okay. The first question was, in case of Alcob, for last year, the revenue growth is around 29%, okay?
Right.
Versus the volume growth of 6%. Can you give an idea of, is it because of the rise in metal prices and how much would be because of higher value addition and means what led to such means nearly 23% difference between the volume growth versus value growth?
You see, mainly it is because of new developed parts, which the valuation or value addition is where is better. Mainly the value addition, what we are looking and the components we are accepting are critical ones, where the volumes are comparatively less, but the value is more. More value-added products have been introduced during this year, which has really contributed to the margins, better margins or improved margins, you can say.
Okay. Okay. Can you give an idea of between Alcob and bimetal bearing, which would have a higher proportion of business from automobiles and from industrial segments, which would have a higher revenue contribution?
Certainly in bimetal division, auto sector is a prominent one. You can say almost 80% is automobiles.
Okay. In the other business, aluminum casting?
In aluminum casting business, that is almost 50%.
Okay. Aluminum caters to more industrial side of the business.
Variety of products, you can say.
Okay. More on this side only. We are seeing high growth for capital goods, both in India and outside India. How is the outlook for both the businesses? Means we have OEMs for compressor manufacturers, generators, construction equipment, etc. And can we expect the Alcop business to do better than even or continue to do better than bimetal bearings in the near future because of capital goods being much better than auto companies currently?
You see, during the last quarter, there were so many foreign delegations, particularly from USA and Korea, they have visited our plants and aluminium as well as in bimetal division. So they are impressed with the performance so far as you can say. For example, John Deere is concerned. Our TPM is very less. We have been awarded the recognition, so far as quality is concerned, timely delivery is concerned. So John Deere is a global company. So they are having various divisions in USA also. So all of them are coming. So just like a China one policy, Europe one policy is in existence, whatever it is. So many more people are approaching us so far as bimetal is concerned and so far as aluminum division is also concerned. So many people are coming and approaching and we are receiving so many RFQs from all of them. So what I feel, so far as our country is concerned, so globally, India can be a future hub for all these companies for manufacturing.
Okay, okay. And one thing, in case of bimetal bearings, the volume growth, can we assume that the volume growth was in double digits for exports? And again, on page 7, we and in the con call also recently, means currently, you stated that because of slowdown in Japan, the exports for bimetal bearing fell, okay? So is Japan a very large market for us outside India? Or can we say that it is the largest market for bimetal bearings outside India for us?
No, that is not the largest, but we can say the major player. So that Japan, their companies are facing slowdown in their industries. So because of that, there has been a slight reduction in the exports to Japan, which has certainly affected our exports as in totality.
Okay. Because, see, if we see the 13% value degrowth has happened, okay, in the bimetal bearings, okay. So, it seems that the volume degrowth would be at least high single digits.
And yes, yes.
And will it be across the geographies for export or it is particular to one geography?
Particularly in Japan only. Not in USA, the business is growing.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. I'll join back in the queue for further queries.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirali Gopani from Unique PMS. Please go
ahead. Yeah, hi sir.
Hello Nirali, how are you? Fine?
Fine, sir. How are
you? Yeah, okay. Please tell me. Please let me know.
Ms. Gopani, we are not able to hear you. Please unmute your line if muted.
Hello?
Yes. Ah, Nirali, please.
Yeah, sir. Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
Please use the handset mode.
Also, sir, my question was on the EBITDA margin. So, we were far higher than our competitors, you know, earlier also. But when you look at the last two quarters, we have, you know, reached an EBITDA margin of 25%. Now you are saying that this is customization or high value product, but how do you think how sustainable these margins are?
Sorry?
How sustainable these EBITDA margins are of 25%?
You see, it is 24-25% we have been sustaining for not only for this year, earlier also the margins were better. And now they are improving further because of more and more exports. Export orders are being issued. Your margins are slightly higher than what we get in OEMs and domestic market. That is one of the reasons that is more value-added products are being introduced in the total gamut. That is one of the major reasons along with operational efficiency that we have in place. And then
again, not only export products which are being exported having a higher value addition, but the domestic products which we are receiving, maybe in aluminum division particularly, those are having a better value addition. And added to that, we have been receiving every now and then, considering that and the total value and the weightage of the products, what we feel that we will not only sustain the margins, but it is likely to increase to some extent.
Oh, okay, sir. Okay. Sir, the brakes will be a little lower margin product, right? If I'm not wrong.
As compared to bearing and aluminum, it will be low margin business, relatively.
17-18%?
Yes.
Okay.
18% plus.
Okay. And this 8 crore of CapEx that we have done for brakes, what kind of revenue that will generate for us in FY24?
Sorry?
The brakes we have done in CapEx of 8 crores, right, that you mentioned for the machinery.
8 crore plus.
So what kind of revenue will it generate for us?
You see, we have already given all these figures, but these are future forecasts and estimates. But what I feel that we may start at least with 25 to 27 crores this year, and year on year, increase of about 30 to 40% in that way.
Okay. And then the last question is on the revenue growth. So obviously we were expecting a little higher revenue growth, which you explained that, you know, largely impacted due to exports. So we see this pressure on the exports easing out in FY24?
Certainly, it is going to ease in the next quarter, from next quarter itself. So I think it will be eased from second quarter. And basically, there was a little slowdown during the last year in tractor segment, which is being normalized now. So we feel that the year-on-year growth hereafter will be 20% in both segments.
That's great. Great, sir. So thanks a lot.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, on the volume growth side, how do you see the volume growth in the biomaterial and alcohol segment for FY24?
FY24, what we think that we should be growing at around 20% plus.
Okay. On the volume side or revenue side?
Revenue. I'm talking about revenue.
Sure. And on the brake lining and brake shoe segment, the new segment that we have entered.
So that is the starting. Actually, we have started the commercial production now from April.
Sure.
So we'll be expanding our aftermarket.
Sure.
Once we settle in the aftermarket, we will look for OE also.
Okay.
So this being the first year, we cannot estimate much about that, but what I see that our capacity is 25 crores, and we will try to see that it is fully utilized.
Sure. And what can be the ballpark margins in this segment?
In brakes?
In brakes, yes.
Yes. It will be about 18 to 19% EBITDA margins.
Okay, so like almost like alcohol kind of margins that will happen.
Right.
Okay. And then, I know, you talked about, you know, increase the traction in the export sides. So is it more on the Alcop side or on the biometal side also you are seeing?
Alcop, major Alcop. Major will be coming through Alcop.
Sure. And Alcop, we are currently at 60-70% capacity utilization. So any plans for further expansion on the Alcop side?
For the expansion, we already given that 30 crores of CapEx we have planned for next 3 years. Of which 60% will go to aluminum division. We are going to build one infrastructure factory share of around 65,000 square feet there.
Okay.
And 40,000 square feet in biometal.
Sure. And out of that, 60% will be in Alcop segment. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. And wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritesh from Mission Street India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, many congratulations on good sets of numbers. So there was a revenue miss. Bottom line has increased. My question is, sir, you mentioned about some 30 crore capex. And also you did some 8 crore of capex last year. So if I want to count the asset turnover ratio, what could be the optimum revenue level we can see when the facility is fully utilized? What kind of asset turnover ratio we can see out of this? And this 30 crore, I assume,
assuming the existing capacities, then addition of 30 crores, then addition of breaks, put together what we see during 25-26, you can say, the capacity utilization, if there is, it is almost 100%, it will be about 400 crores.
Okay. At 100%, it can be 400 crore of revenue.
It is about 500 crores, you can say. For the capacity.
Right, right. It may come or may not come. That depends upon the business and
market. That depends upon the market. But right. We presume that we will make all endeavor to see that we fully utilize the capacities.
Right. Understood. And that can come in 25 or 26 basically.
It is 23, 24, 25. By the end of 25, you can say the capacity will be totally built in. All that will be in place.
Okay. And sir, my second question was little bit your margin has decreased, like say what we were seeing 25, 26% in 18, 19. Now we are at 21, or this year we are at 23%. So do you think our margin will decrease from here because our brakes which we are introducing, which will come at lower margin? So if I consider 400 crore of turnover, my margin will reduce from the present 23% to say 20% or so. How do we view that?
Yes. Your question is right. It should have an effect on the total margins as such. It will contribute to some extent, but at the same time, our business in aluminium and bearing is increasing to such an extent. There will be growth of almost 20% what we feel it can be. So considering that increased business and value addition, better value addition, we hope that the margins in that both the businesses should increase to some extent to compensate the reduction in margins so far as brakes is concerned. So I feel that whatever the margin that we are showing now are sustainable even if brakes business comes into picture.
Understood. And can you talk about like this brake which you are saying you are selling to aftermarket? Does generally is it OEM supported or this is just sold into wider distribution channel and irrespective of what OEM is, they generally supply this brake? How does this work?
It is no way related to OEMs. The market segment is totally different. My aftermarket is around 900 crores because it's a consumable item. Though a safety item, but at the same time it is consumable. So it has to be replaced after every 40,000 kilometers or in hilly area or in mining area, it has to be replaced after every 15 to 20 to 25,000. So it's a fast consumable item. And the potential of which in aftermarket alone is about 900 crores. So even if we get 15% of it, it will be a huge business for us.
You will get 50% of the aftermarket lesson.
15%, 1/5.
1/5, okay, understood.
So, and because competitors are not too many for that, at the same time, as a bearing business, we are having all India, pan India network already in place. So we can utilize that. It will be advantage for us also to settle into the aftermarket very fast, apart from the state transport undertakings where the requirement is also high.
Understood. And sir, one more question was around your some businesses. What next? I mean, you have expanded rightly into the brakes, but still we will be around 400 crore businesses. What kind of businesses or adjacencies you are talking about to say like 3, 4, 5 years down the line, the company can do 1,000 crore revenue or that is not possible?
I should not be talking about 1,000 and all these things. We don't know the future. So many more products like brakes can come into play over a period of time. But we cannot tell anything about that just now. But what I feel that years down the line, we should not reach 500 crores? How in India will we see that, how we can reach to 500
crores? No, but sir, if you can talk about some product adjacency or how you plan to expand, because still, even if you reach 500 crore, you still be a very small company for an institutional investor, somebody to, you know, take
and
interest.
I understand fully, but at the same time, you see, there are so many companies making 500 or 700 of turnover, crores of turnover, but their margins, fat margins are just 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%, 7%, and that's all. You have to look at the bottom line also. You see our bottom line, that is robust. According to my opinion, if you consider the total auto industry as such, these are very good margins.
Thank you. Mr. Pradesh, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the question queue. The next question is from the line of Nikhil from SIMPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. I hope I'm audible.
Yeah, good afternoon. You are audible. Yes.
Yeah. And congratulations on a good set of numbers and significant market margin recovery. Sir, I have 2 questions. One is during the year when we had met, the customer audits and everything was still there, and it was very strong pipeline which we were looking at. If you have to understand today, because our export business has not grown significantly during the year, even though the audits and all were happening. So is it like we are audited by most of the customers and have been accepted by the customers, but there was no volume flow through which has happened? As a result, the demand or the revenue growth was a miss.
How do we understand?
Where are we?
I will let you know. So maybe in aluminium division or maybe a bearing division, so many more RFQs are in place, like more than 100 crores of RFQs are in place. There is an high entry barrier. All the material has to undergo rigorous testing and validation. So after receipt of RFQs, then we send samples and commercials are finalized. They come for audits. Then samples are prepared. Samples are sent. Then they will go for testing. So the entire process requires about 9 to 10 months from receipt of RFQ to actual start of business. So considering that all business is in pipeline, that will be converted into the actual business over a period of time. There is no doubt, no problem at all.
Okay, and if you have to understand the hit ratio in terms of the RFQs being received and which getting converted into commercial business, would you say it is like 70-80% or where are we in that conversion rate?
Conversion ratio as such from receipt of RFQ to the actual start of business and commercial production. So the ratio of conversion is about 80-85%.
Okay. And lastly, the capex which we are doing of 60,000 square feet in the Alcoff division and similar, a little less in bimetal. What kind of a volume visibility you have, is it like there is a visibility from the customer in terms of take-up of the product? As a result, we believe that 40-50% utilization can be achieved in year one, or is it like we'll put the capacity, then the market development? How, just to understand this utilization of CAPEX.
Okay. So, unless the business is on the horizon, we will not venture into the additional CAPEX. We make an additional CAPEX and planning thereof when we see the business on the horizon, and then we go on putting up the infrastructure in place. So it will not go waste, and we will not have to wait for the business thereafter. So the business is in pipeline, and considering that, we are going to have an expansion.
Okay, fine. Thanks. I'll come back in.
Right.
Thank you. Arun sir, sorry to interrupt you, but the audio is slightly unclear from your line. I would request you to use the handset mode.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Alisha Mahalla from Envision Capital. Please go.
Okay.
Hi sir, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my question. So just wanted to understand, you mentioned that you know, we're targeting for a 20% growth on both on the bimetal and alcohol side. What will this growth be driven by? Are we adding new clients, or are we saying that there will be faster growth on the non-OEM side? Or are we increasing wallet share with our clients? What is going to drive this growth?
You see, the pipeline is already there of RFQs. You see, conversion ratio is 80%, and more than 100 crores of RFQs are in place. In view of that...
Arun sir, the audio is unclear from your line.
Hello, can you hear me now properly?
Now it is better. Thank you.
Okay. So, madam, considering the RFQs which are in hand, that is both OEM exports in both the segments. So we are having those RFQs in place to the extent of around 100 crores of businesses in pipeline, and conversion ratio being 80%. We are 100% sure that why we should not be growing at rate of 20%. It can be even more than that, including the brakes business.
Understood. And on the export side, the slowdown that we're witnessing is on the bimetal side or the aluminium casting side?
Bimetal.
On the bimetal side. And we're saying that it will take at least another 2 quarters for this to witness.
That is particularly in Japan. Other businesses are growing.
Understood. And for brakes, we've done 8 crores of capex. What is the peak revenue in the brakes segment that we will be able to do on 8 crores of capex?
I will let you know that asset turnover will be around 3.
So then we should reach the peak revenue of 25 crores in this year only. And then we're saying that after that, the 20-30% growth on the brake side we're targeting every year, we'll require incremental capex.
So that will be nominal because we are all infrastructure in place. Now we just have to add the lines only. So OEMs will be, once we are complete in the aftermarket, OEMs will be also in place. For that, we will have to go on adding additional lines only, which cost around 1.5 to 2 crores only. That is not much.
Okay, sure. And just one last question. This 30 crore capex that we're talking of doing, this will be funded completely through internal accruals?
As of now, we have decided to fund it through internal accruals mainly. And there will be a nominal funding from the bank. Because this year you can see we are almost debt free. Our debts and our cash and bank balance is almost equal.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I'll join back in the queue.
Right.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from White Pine. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, one question, rather two questions. One on the domestic side, in the auto, can you give a broad breakup of end customer segmentation?
No, can you, I cannot understand the question. Can you repeat it?
For the domestic auto business, okay, which is like 50% for us, if my understanding is correct, what are the end segment breakups? So PSU vehicle, tractor, CVs, two-wheelers.
Okay. Can you write it down? I will have to tell you.
Sure.
For tractor, it is 30%.
Okay.
HCV, FCV, 20%.
Okay.
Brakes, it is 16% to 17%.
Okay.
Transmission, it is 8% to 10%.
Okay.
Replacement market, about 8%.
Okay.
Raw material and strip supplies, about 12% to 15%.
Okay.
Electrical and other material, that is 3%.
Okay. So you're saying tractors.
Broad, 30%.
Tractors and HCVs is 50% for us.
Yes.
Tractor and commercial vehicles. And when you say brakes and transmission, it goes to which segment, sir?
We don't know. We are supplying to Brakes India or Automotive Axles.
Okay. Like that.
To whom they are selling, we don't know.
Fair point. Fair point. No, fair point. And sir, on the export side, the broad breakup of export revenue for us?
That is all entirely auto, HCV, LCV.
Okay. Exports is HCV, LCV for us.
Yes.
I presume this is more U.S.-dominated rather than Europe-dominated.
U.S.-dominated as well as Japan is also there, and then the African countries through Dubai.
Okay. Okay. This is helpful. So second question is, you indicated that you have won a lot of RFQs, and that gives you confidence. Based on your past experience, is there a lead lag which happens, which is much bigger than your estimation? If there is a.
What I told you that out of the RFQs, our past experience is that the conversion ratio is around 80% to 85%.
No, no. I'm not saying about conversion ratio. Conversion ratio is 80% to 85%. But once you are approved supplier, if that happens that suddenly the demand gets postponed because of a variety of reasons, or once you win the order, the supply begins, so you are not linked to the economic cycles as such?
No, no. Not at all. Because you see, once we are given the vendor quote. After audit and all approvals. Then we go get on a continuous schedule from them.
Okay. So for the new RFQs, generally, the risk of delay is minimal. That is the way to understand?
That is very, very less. Very less.
Yes. So when you indicated 9 to 10 months, the entire process, broadly, it could be even 12 months depending upon product. And last year, you were participating in a lot of audits and RFQs, etc. So reasonable to assume that that will flow through this year?
Now, you see what happens, you know. So far as bearings are concerned and aluminum products are concerned, it has to be tested every time.
Okay.
Any new part, it has to be tested.
Okay.
Because that directly goes into the engine.
Okay. Okay. And.
It has to be tested, and it has such a longer time.
Okay. Thank you very much, and all the best.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anuj Sharma from M3 Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. I have two questions. One is, who will be your key competitors in the brake segment?
Our key competitors are Rane Brakes.
Okay. Okay. That's everyone?
Rane Brakes and Hindustan Composites.
Okay. Okay. And my second question is on the export market and bimetal segment, what is the addressable market we are targeting?
Sorry? Can you repeat, please?
What is the size of market?
Mr. Sharma, please use the handset mode, sir. Your audio is unclear.
Yeah. Sorry. So I was just trying to understand what is the addressable opportunity in the exports segment for bimetal bearings. So what is the total?
Actually, according to our knowledge, we don't know exactly how much it is, but according to the knowledge we have got, the export market potential is around 6,000 crore.
Okay. Okay.
There is a huge market. We have to tap so many countries.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a drive we are taking one by one. We are expanding the market and countries we are covering. So there is a huge market. Maybe Argentina, maybe European countries still are there. We are into USA, Japan, Korea, Mexico, Netherlands, and African countries. Till Europe and Russia are vacant.
All right. That's helpful. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Zaveri from Seven Island PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Sir, I just had a single question on the exports front. What are our margins?
Margins we cannot tell, you know, that is secret. Business secret, we cannot tell the margins. But you can see the overall, if you see the overall margins, it will be maybe about 3 to 4% more in exports.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varun Bang from Bryanston Investments. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So congratulations on good set of performance. Just couple of questions. So firstly, in your opinion, what would be the gestation period in the brake segment? And, I'm just trying to understand how long will it take for us to, you know, sort of reach desired set of distribution network and also achieved target set of profitability. How long will it take to develop market for us?
It may take 6 months.
Acha, it'll happen in 6 months.
Yeah.
And basis of your long-term targets, so I'm just trying to understand what should be your near to medium-term goals and targets for this division, and what are your focus areas for next 1 year for this division?
Our target for the next, within next 3 years, we should not reach 100 crore, that is our target. That is all estimate. Of course, that is all estimate. That is not a commitment. Our end of year will be to see that how we can reach 100 crore business within 3 years.
No, so I'm just trying to understand your focus areas for this division for over medium to long, medium term, near to medium term, and yes, also one
immediate business that we are expanding. Into aftermarket, we are already registered with the 50 plus distributors now, all over India. So aftermarket, then state transport undertakings, then all transporters, private operators, and then OEMs.
Okay, got it. And sir, we've performed very well in FY23 and the growth has been highly profitable. But what we see is the dividend payout has been lower than last year. And I think we've talked about maintaining dividend payout between 45 to 50%, but it is below 35% for this year. So any specific reasons that you would like to highlight, and how should we look at our dividend payout policy going forward?
Overall policy as such, we have made a policy to declare 40% of the PAT as a dividend. But it should be around 200% something that we have paid last year. Maybe this year also the board may take the decision to distribute dividend to the extent of 35-40%. Similar.
Okay, I was just saying that the growth has been good for this year, but the payout ratio has been lower than last year. So I'm just trying to understand, from that perspective.
But that is entirely the board decision.
Okay.
And your decision.
Okay. ठीक है सर, नो प्रॉब्लम,
यू विल हैव टू अप्रूव दैट ना.
ठीक है सर, नो प्रॉब्लम, थैंक यू.
ओके ओके, थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ दर्शिल पांडे फ्रॉम फिनट्रस्ट कैपिटल, प्लीज गो अहेड.
हेलो सर, गुड आफ्टरनून.
या गुड आफ्टरनून.
Majority of the questions are answered. I just wanted to understand one thing. If I heard it right, the market price for the brakes is 900 crores. Is that right?
Market price? 900 crore aftermarket.
For the aftermarket. So what is the total market size of this brake lining and brake shoes?
Total aftermarket as such, it is around 4,000 crore. But that is put together for car, HEV, LCV, tractor and railways. So we are and three wheelers.
Correct. And as you said, it is also for, you know, you'll cater to OEs, aftermarket and even railways. So I just want to understand how railways can be, you know, how will you, what's your view on this specific thing?
I could not understand your what you mean to ask me.
Yeah, so I'll replace it. So I just wanted to understand, you in the presentation it says that it will cater to railways as well. So
yes.
I just wanted to understand what is the management, how is it expecting to, you know, cater to the railways going forward?
That will be the last program or last plan, you can say. After we complete aftermarket, STUs, transport operators, OEMs, and then we will contact railways.
Okay. So, any specific gear, something that you are targeted to, you know, get into this?
You see, that being a government organization, we don't want to get into so many red tapes. Yes. So, that will be the last resort, you can say.
Perfect. And one last thing, you said about, you know, doing a CapEx of 30 crores and so on. I just wanted to understand, is there a fundraising in your mind to get up this one? As you said that you will not be going up more with the debt. So that's
No. Mostly we will be funding it through internal accruals.
Internal.
Maybe a marginal debt can be there, but not much.
Got it. Thank you so much. This was it from my side.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take the last question from the line of Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congrats for a good set of numbers. Thank you for doing the phone call.
Yes, thank you.
Any question regarding the...
The audio is breaking from your line, sir.
Is it better?
No, sir, the audio is still breaking. Please be in a network area.
Sorry, is it better now?
No.
No, sir, the audio is still breaking from your line.
Better now?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Sir, my question is regarding the tractor is largest share of 30%. But now in this year, there is some worries on the monsoon front also. So the tractor demand may not be that great for this year is the expectation. So given this thing, are we still confident of 20% of growth in the both segments?
100%, because we are already having so many RFQs in hand, and that is in pipeline and samples. So many samples have been already manufactured and sent for inspection and trials. So we don't think any problem in achieving 20% year on year. Not at all. And as I said, there are certain predictions made by the meteorological department. But according to the local panchang, our traditional system, I have got the information that there will be enough and appropriate monsoon and should not be any problem this year also. This is what is the prediction of, but we don't know what happens next.
Okay, sir. And sir, on the brake side, you said 25 crore is the potential that can come this year.
Yes, yes.
So basically,
so maybe little less, because we have started commercial production this month.
it will require some time to settle into the market. But yearly target as such, it should be 25.
So, sir, can we say bimetal as is Alcop will grow 20% for this year and the break will be extra, or total console we expecting 20%?
So, consolidated, it will be 20% plus actually for this year.
Sure, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we will take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah. I would like to thank you all for the encouraging response to our first earnings call. We will keep updating the investor community on regular basis for incremental updates on the company. I hope we were able to address all your queries. For any further information, kindly get in touch with Strategic Growth Advisors, our investor relations advisors. Thank you once again. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Menon Bearings Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.